Hello and welcome to Perspective with me, Sandy McCutcheon. For years, Australian governments have spent millions of dollars monitoring their opposition's every word, gathering information for their own political party purposes. They've all pumped out propaganda to ensure that they, their backbenchers and us are always on message, no matter what the message is. This all, of course, costs a lot of taxpayer dollars. A new book has just been released explaining the phenomenon. It's called Selling the Australian Government, Politics and Propaganda from Whitlam to Howard, and its author is Greg Barnes. Greg is a former Howard government advisor, a former chair of the Australian Republican Movement, and a current member of the Australian Democrats.
The next time you ring your local federal member of parliament's office to talk about an issue of concern to you, consider this. Your name, address and the nature of your call will be noted by the MP and his or her staff, and then that data will be entered into an electronic database. If you ring a Liberal MP, your details will be fed into a software system called Feedback. And if you call a Labor MP, those details will be housed on the Electrac database. And let's say you're a community activist in your neighbourhood and you have frequent dialogue with your local MP's office. You get to know them and they get to know you. They know you hate four-wheel drives, that you read broadsheet newspapers rather than tabloids, and that you listen to and watch the ABC. You might tell them that you've got three kids, all of whom attend private school, and that your partner is a self-employed businessman. All that information will also get filed away in the computer database. Oh, and you've had your fair share of arguments with the MP and his or her staffers. Sometimes you're fiery, and you do have a tendency to thump the table when you're trying to get a point across that you think is important. You tell them you met last week with the local mayor and the chairman of the local neighbourhood watch. And most importantly, you tell them you're a swinging voter. All that is valuable knowledge that gets fed into your file. Your valuable file is then fed into huge databases that the Liberal Party and the ALP keep at their national headquarters in Canberra. These databases contain information on almost every voter in Australia. In an era when a handful of seats and voters turns elections, these databases are the jewel in the political strategy crown. By the way, you can't see your file. 5 years ago, the Howard government and the Labor opposition combined to ensure the suggestion by the Australian Democrats and the Commonwealth Privacy Commissioner that political parties should be covered by the Privacy Act was defeated. But while you have no access to your file, it's your taxes that are paying for MPs' offices to build political databases. Taxpayer-funded staffers operate the Liberal and ALP electronic databases, and for Liberal MPs, an organisation called the Government Members Secretariat assists electorate office staff in their utilisation of the electronic database. The Government Members Secretariat, or GMS as it is known in the trade, operates from Parliament House in Canberra. It's a small unit of taxpayer-funded staff who are overseen by the Chief Whip for the government. Because the Chief Whip is not answerable to Parliament, the activities of the GMS are not subject to scrutiny by parliamentary oversight, even though it is expending over $1 million a year of taxpayers' money. The GMS is the latest incarnation of one of the staples of Australian politics over the past 30 years, what we might term taxpayer-funded propaganda units. The need to control the media's spin on stories, to ensure that all MPs in the government are consistent in their communications with the electorate, and to ensure the media and the public knows about opposition gaffes and flaws are why these units exist. And while opposition parties rail against their existence, as soon as they are in government, they create their own propaganda machine, courtesy of the taxpayer. The ALP complained bitterly about the Fraser government's media unit, but one of its first actions when it was elected in 1983 was to create what would become known colloquially as the Animals, a well-oiled Hawke and Keating government media and political tactics unit. The Animals was the subject of the Liberal Party's ire for 13 years, but this did not stop the Howard government from creating the GMS as soon as it assumed office in 1996. Collecting data on voters, churning out political propaganda on behalf of the government and running campaigns against your political opponents are all part and parcel of modern Australian politics. But there's no justification for 1 cent of taxpayers' money being spent on these exercises, because they serve the interests of the political parties and not the community. and for political parties and MPs' offices to hide behind a wall of secrecy about their voter databases simply fuels the unhealthily high level of cynicism about our democracy.
Greg Barnes and his book Selling the Australian Government, Politics and Propaganda from Whitlam to Howard is published by the University of New South Wales Press.